For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back on the road this weekend after a bye week. We'll head to Minnesota State Mankato, joined by senior Alex Iarullo. Alex, how important was that Saturday win over Northern Michigan heading into a bye week, snapping a losing skid before, you know, you could have been sitting at home sulking for 2 weeks?
Yeah, you're 100% right. That was a huge win. You know, we didn't want to go on a bye week, you know, 0-7. And we would have, this week would have sucked. Let's just say that. So, you know, winning that game was huge. You know, it really ramped the boys up. I know the coaches were pumped. All the players were pumped. So it was obviously a huge win. Hopefully we can take it into this weekend.
During that losing skid, you had a rough stretch offensively. You had chances and just couldn't get anything to go into the net. Happened to other guys too. When you scored that power play goal, I could almost tell your emotions, you know, from down on the ice. How much of a weight off your shoulders was that goal?
Yeah, it was definitely a big weight off my shoulders. You're right. There was a big stretch there where, you know, myself and a few others, we weren't producing like we need to and like we should to help this team. And scoring that goal, it was huge for us. It was huge for myself. It was huge for my line mates. So I'm just happy to help the team win and get back on the right track.
I'm sure you've had scoring droughts in the past, you know, growing up in junior hockey. How much did you use those experiences to help you through this one?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. I think back to my last year of junior where I was getting so many chances, it just wasn't going in, you know, kind of like the last few weeks here. So it's important to know that the chances are there. They're not going in, but if you keep getting them, you know, one will go in, and then that one can turn to two pretty quickly. That two can turn to four pretty quickly. So I just tried to stick with my game, and I'm glad I was able to help the team win last game.
You guys are nearing crunch time, only a couple of weeks left of the regular season, and everybody wants to be playing their best come playoff time. Aside from wins and losses, do you guys need to just get it done this week and next week and just play well?
Yeah, I think you obviously want to play well going into the playoffs. No, personally, I don't want to think too far ahead because, you know, we got two huge games coming up this weekend and another two next weekend. So, you know, we got to make sure that we're playing our best hockey going forward into the playoffs, because if there's a time to get hot, it's right now. You know, it wasn't 2 weeks ago. It wasn't a month ago. It's right now. So, you know, we'll be ready to go this weekend, and hopefully we can take it into next week and into the playoffs.
There aren't a lot of teams that have a ton of success in that building. I mean, they're a good team and it's a true home ice advantage, but you guys have had your share of wins there. How much does that help you guys going into this week?
Yeah. Just knowing that we've been a good road team this year, and knowing that we've won there in the past, it definitely helps with the confidence. So we just got to stick with our game plan. We know we're a good team. So we're excited for this weekend. Hopefully we can come up with two wins.
Have you watched any of the Olympic hockey?
Unfortunately, I have not. It's at weird times. But I know Canada just beat China today, and I know U.S. is playing Slovakia. Sammy keeps talking about it all day. He's pumped up for tonight.
With the lack of the World Juniors, is there some smack talk going on in that locker room now about the Olympics?
Honestly, there isn't really, but I can tell you that aside from Canada, I am cheering for the USA, which is really weird for me to say. But just seeing that whole team being made up of college players, it's pretty awesome. And then